This week's parsha is especially appropriate to discuss today. Shavas Ratamas, one of the tzaras that happened in Shavas Ratamas is Bittul HaTamid. And the Korban Tamid is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, of course. We lay it every Rosh Chodesh. Maybe we say it in Karbonos every day. There's a famous medrash, an obscure medrash. We're not sure exactly where it started, but it's quoted by the Ein Yaakov in his Hakdama. That as machlokas, what's the biggest klal in the Torah? Like we're familiar with klal gadol b'Torah. So there are different deos there. One deos says that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's one day V'yahavta Echad Kamocha. One day says, what's the biggest klal in the Torah? Esakeves Echad Tase Raboker V'esakeves Hasheni Tase Ben Arbayim. That's what Shimon Ben Pazi says. And the Ein Yaakov quotes the Medrash Paskin like Shimon Ben Pazi. The biggest klal in the Torah is Esakeves Echad Tase Raboker V'esakeves Hasheni Tase Ben Arbayim. So what's so exciting? It doesn't seem like such a klal of the Torah. It's not a general rule. It's just one particular, it's a mitzvah that happens a lot. But it's just one particular mitzvah. What's such a big klal about keves echa tase v'boker v'yisa keves hasheni tase bein harbayim? So the Maharal, the Mesivas Olam, says the point is not specifically karbonos, as great as karbonos are. The Ein Yaakov actually says it's about the godless of karbonos. But the Maharal says, no, it's about the godless of hasmada, of tamidos. There's a lot of big things that you do. It's a lot of great big things. I mean, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we think of the martyrdom of Rabbi Akiva and the big things. Says the Maharal, the big things are obviously important, without taking away from the big things, but the Torah is really built on the small things. The whole point of the Torah, the whole halachic system, the whole Taryag Mitzvos, is to have a routine, that Jews have a routine of the avodah that we do day by day, and that gives us the framework that defines who we are. Your routine, says the Maharal, defines who you are. The great things define what you accomplish. But the things you do day in and day out that are just part of your regular day define who you are. A Karban Tamid or a Jew who davens regularly, says brachas regularly, the seemingly boring, unimportant, unexciting things that we do day by day, that's who we are. You are what your routine is. And that is greater than the big thing because it redefines your mahos as an Ovid Hashem. If I'm Ovid Hashem regularly, then is that what I'm doing Ovidus Hashem? I'm an Ovid Hashem. And that's really the, you know, sometimes the routine can get boring. But ultimately, the routine is great because it helps define who we are. So when I had one ha'ara, the Lubavitcher Rebbe said in the Sicha, okay, I guess 2 weeks ago would have been his yard site, but we can always make up for it now. He said in the Sicha that an additional element, Esakeves Ha'echad Taseh Barboker, the one. Very often, if something's a routine, there's a lot of them, we do them all the time. It's like, oh, it's 100, this is a part of the 100, part of the 1,000, part of, you know, when something happens a lot and it's a routine, it's very easy to lose it in the big numbers and lose sight of the moment. Says the Bavitcher Rebbe, no, what's the klal gadol? Sakevesa echa tasa boker, yes, sakevesa shini tasa rebayim. Even though you're doing it every day, today is only one. There's 365 days in the year, or however many, depending on the calendar. There's thousands and millions of whatever. But there's only one this morning. There's only one keves this morning. Shachris, there's so many shachrises, but there's only one shachris today. So many minchas, only one mincha today. There's only one tefillin today, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Well, of course we know this idea. He wasn't mekadesh the idea. Rashi says, quotes Chazal all over, kol yom yevinech kadoshim. Says, what's the key to the Torah? The key to the Torah is to have the asmada, do the same thing day in and day out, but not make it just another day, but say, keves ha'echad. Today is an opportunity I'll never have again, because yesterday was yesterday and tomorrow is tomorrow. This is the only today. If right now I'm ready for mincha, this is the only today's mincha in my entire life. So make the most of it, make it something unique, make it special, make it speak to who I am and where I am right now. And that's the key to Avodas Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.